learning how to develop a blended family that works and works well. And the first thing I believe is the overarching thing for this entire process, and that is putting the children first. I believe that the children should be first and foremost. And we really, as co-parenting couples, there needs to be some way where you can sit down and you can talk about the importance of prioritizing the needs of the kids, their well-being, and put that above personal grievances or conflicts. Welcome to the Master Level Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Ronnie Gaines, and I'm so glad that you're here with me on the show today. If you have been listening to the podcast, I appreciate you so much. I'm so grateful that you have joined me each week listening to each and every episode, and I hope that you have been somewhat encouraged, and I hope that you are developing a healthy relationship. This is what this show is all about. So thank you for being a part of that. If you have a comment, you can click down below in the show notes where it says comment. You can click on that. Give me a comment. Let me know that you're watching the show, rate the show, or maybe something that you leave as a comment could be a future topic. So please do that and interact with us as we do these shows. On the last episode, we talked about parenting. Man, sometimes parenting is some of the most difficult challenges you will ever face. Those children are a gift from God, but they are sometimes high maintenance. It takes a lot of work, but it is up to you as a parent to make sure that your child is taken care of in the proper way to bring them up in the very things that will sustain their life and make them a better person as they grow older. And if you want to hear a little bit about that, go back to episode 29 and you can hear all about parenting. But today I want to talk to you a little bit differently about parenting, and that is co-parenting. You know, we live in a society right now where there are many, many blended families, and we're co-parenting and trying to figure that out, trying to maneuver through co-parenting, which can be very, very difficult, especially if the two parties that were married that had the children together are in some kind of really tough conflict, and it becomes so difficult. I'm going to give you about five things today that I believe that will ultimately change the way that you handle your children, how you can handle each other, working through co-parenting and learning how to develop a blended family that works and works well. And the first thing I believe is the overarching thing for this entire process, and that is putting the children first. I believe that the children should be first and foremost. And we really, as co-parenting couples, there needs to be some way where you can sit down and you can talk about the importance of prioritizing the needs of the kids, their well-being, and put that above personal grievances or conflicts. No matter what you're feeling for the other person, no matter how frustrated you may be, putting that child first should be number one, should be a priority. And you know, you discuss ways in how you can co-parent, and you need to collaborate to make decisions. You need to talk about the things that you can do for the best interest of your children. Could be from education and how to take care of them in the healthcare aspects. What about their extracurricular activities and what about discipline? Wow, here's a big one. You know, we talked about discipline just a little bit in the last episode, but you need to talk about discipline, how that's going to look, how that's going to play out. Now, I've noticed, and if you ask me, and I've noticed in other families that I've dealt with, that many times the best method for disciplining these children is that the biological parent in the home take care of the issues, that takes care of the discipline. Now, if you find another way that works better for you as a blended family, and you're able to work on that with each person in some disciplinary form, that's up to you. whatever works best for you. But I've seen that for the most part, when there is a lot of conflict in these relationships, the best way for disciplinary action is between the child and their biological parent. And, you know, that doesn't leave it open where that child can disrespect the other party. That should not be tolerable. And it's up to the biological parent to make sure that that child does not disrespect their stepmom, their stepdad. And this is something that's very difficult. I've seen parents struggle with this. I've seen much conflict over disciplining the children and the step-parent disciplining them and causing so, so many issues. And as you, as the biological parent, you can think about this. Sometimes you think, how is that stepmom or that stepdad treating my child? How are they going to treat them? How are they going to discipline them? Are they going to abuse them in some way? It is very, very common to think these sorts of things. I think sitting down and looking at the situation and putting the child first will be the first and foremost thing that we talk, that you talk about when you begin to collaborate and bring this in the forefront of the conversation without the child in the room and talk about it and make decisions in the best interest of the child. The second thing that I want you to think about is in the back, and it really does fit in with putting the child first, and that's communication. Communication is key in this whole process. You must sit down as couples and discuss the importance of this open and effective communication between the two of you. You know, you need to highlight some, maybe, you know, brainstorm some strategies for maintaining the communication that you need. You know, sometimes it's through text and, you know, you get aggravated, you get frustrated, and you scream and yell and this sort of thing. And yes, you can scream via text, all caps. That's not effective communication. When we start developing these strategies and for communication, and it takes work. It takes intentionality. And we have to do this despite the differences. No matter what you've felt for each other, these children are number one. We need to work on those. And despite the differences, you can make a difference. And there are some things that you can do when it comes to communication. One of those is there are co-parenting apps that you can put on your phones, you can download on your phones, you can work through communication process through these apps. And you need to schedule regular check-ins where you can sit down as a couple without the children and communicate what's going on. Communication is key. If the right hand does not know what the left hand is doing, it becomes frustrating, and we get to the point where anger builds, frustration builds, and then when all of that builds, we're passive to the point where once the frustration builds to a certain point, then we blow up. That's not what we want to do. You want to stay calm no matter what, no matter the differences. I know it's difficult. I know that you resent the other person, but think about the children first. It matters, and you can work through these things together to achieve all of this by doing the right things. And download an app, get together, do regular check-ins, and, you know, set aside these personal conflicts long enough to take care of the children. For the sake of the children, put aside your differences. It can be done. The other thing is the third thing is to create consistency. You know, this is something you have to explore, and you have to explore the significance of being consistent in co-parenting. And that has to do with the style and the schedules. You've got to be considerate on the schedules of each person's work schedule, their new life schedules. And I know sometimes we want to get back at the other person, but don't do this at the expense of your child. Don't use the child. Don't use them against the other person. Don't keep the child from the other person. This hurts the child. As much as you want to get back at the other person, and you may be angry and you may be frustrated and you want to get back at them, but don't use the child as that leverage. It hurts the child. You might feel better because you get revenge, but how sad is it to get revenge and take the child down, turning the child against the parent or keeping the child from the parent, keeping the child from the other parent? How sad is that? We need to create this consistency and talk about these routines, the routines for the children. What applies in one household sometimes doesn't apply in the other household. This is where we come into this collaboration where we can be consistent with what takes place in one household. It takes place in the other household. Again, back to discipline. We discipline here, but one household may discipline different and cause so many different issues. We need to sit and talk about how we're going to do these things. Be consistent in both homes with those children. We're not trying to win over the other person by allowing the child to maybe have more leeway in certain things in one household versus the other when we know it is against the other party, against the other household. Be consistent. Be consistent in everything. And, you can work together to achieve this, but it's going to take communication. Putting the child first, communication, and creating consistency across the different households. Now, the fourth thing is learning how to navigate conflict. Conflict is inevitable, and you have to address the inevitability of conflict in co-parenting relationships. You have to know. It's inevitable that you're going to have conflict. It's going to happen, but you have to address it. And you got to provide these strategies. You've got to come up with strategies for resolving the disputes constructively. It's got to happen. Don't listen. Again, putting the child first, you can damage a child. You can damage them mentally. Listen, this is the formative years, and at the last episode, if you will go back and listen to last episode, you'll hear me talk about how the child's brain develops over a certain period of time, especially from an infant, baby, all the way up through adolescence into their 20s. What are you going to do to that child by just having some kind of animosity against the other person and not being consistent and going to damage that child in some way where their way of thinking is distorted? It matters. You got to navigate conflict. You've got to handle conflict. You got to handle your emotions. You got to handle your anger. You have to constructively take care of every situation and discuss these techniques for managing your emotions. So think about this. Here's about three things. You have to discuss the techniques for managing your emotions, discuss the techniques for active listening to each other, and you have to discuss the techniques and find common ground to reach compromises that will benefit both of you and your children. This is so important. You got to navigate your conflict. You got to control your temper. You got to control your anger. You can go off, make a fool out of yourself, and do things that you wish you had never done. You have to go back and apologize. Just control it. And you have to navigate the conflict. Well, the final thing, the last thing is this: seek support. I don't know who your support will come through, but you listen, parents, if you're going to co-parent correctly, you have to recognize when you need some outside support. It could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be a therapist, or some support groups. There's other people who have gone through what you've gone through. They're maneuvering through this new life, and sometimes you have to get support. Find people that will tell you what you need to hear, not people that will tell you what you want to hear. Find people that will that have your back. Find people that know that maybe have gone through it, that can help you and instruct you. And sometimes you might have to go to a therapist or some kind of support group and sit down and say, listen, this is what I'm going through. I need some help. Especially when it's controlling anger, controlling emotions. Go back and listen to the episode. I had two episodes, earlier episodes on emotional intelligence. Go back and listen to those and learn how to control your emotions intelligently. It is definitely trying to navigate this complex co-parenting dynamic. And it is going to be complex. Another thing you have to do is you have to learn how to deal with issues with the blended family. You know, this difficult ex-spouse, this ex-husband, this ex-wife. It will be difficult. Everything's not going to be exactly the way that you want it. But again, you have to maneuver through these things and learn how to be consistent. You've got, here's the thing. Go through these five one more time. You got to put the children first. First and foremost. Doesn't matter what you feel, what you think. What matters is your children. Put them first. And then learn how to communicate. Learn how to talk. Learn how to get through it. It takes both. I understand. One person can't be communicating, the other person not. It takes both. But this is where you sit down and you talk together. You got to create consistency, and you got to learn to navigate through the conflict. And then finally, you have to seek support, wherever that may be. Maybe it's your church group. Maybe it's your pastor. Maybe it's your therapist. Maybe it's a friend. Maybe it's a support group. Whatever it may be, find that support and discuss the importance of your self-care with them. Get some ideas on what to do, and go pull up on your app and find you a co-parenting app and work on that together. Make sure that you text only when it's necessary. And if you have a conflict, if you have a serious conversation, do it in person. That's the best way, or do it over the phone. The worst thing you can do is text angry, text frustrated. You need to communicate face to face is the best way, or by phone where you can talk. The best way to do it is face to face. But seek that report, seek that support, and make sure that you have everyone behind you that you need to support you and help you get through this. And sometimes the person who's just telling you what you want to hear is not what you want. You need someone that will have your back. And sometimes you do need someone just to sit with you, and as you vent, they just take your side. But for the most part, you need someone that can tell you, hey, listen, you're going to have to think about the kids first, and this is what you need to do. And sometimes that is very, very difficult. I hope this has been helpful today, working through co-parenting, which can be one of the most difficult things. The best way to do is to work on your marriage, make it work, but many times it fails. And there is life after divorce. There's life after marriage failure, but you have to be smart. You have to be intelligent. And to be intelligent, you have to make rational decisions. And that is, first and foremost, is putting that child first and creating some kind of communication and consistency with each other to follow through to make sure that the kids are taken care of and that everything in their life is where it needs to be. It's hard enough on them for a divorce. It's hard enough on them navigating their own life through a divorce and that discrepancy. They don't need any more added on to them that you make in their life that can cause them to be even more emotionally disconnected. Work on those children. Don't use the other person against them and make their life more miserable trying to bring up that child and bring them up in the way that they should be and go and be healthy. You can do it. It's difficult, but you can do it. Put your feelings and your emotions aside and think about the kids first. And I promise you, you will work through things much more strategically. I know the dynamics are different. Blended family dynamics are so different than just a regular family. But work through it, and you can get through it. I hope this has been helpful today, and I want you to work on these things. And if you have any questions or comments, please let me know. I've dealt with a lot of couples and families in this way. Hope I can help you in some way. Reach out to me, make contact with me, and I'll help you in any way that I can. But concentrate on your marriage, concentrate on your relationship, and make it strong. Even though it's a second or third marriage, make it strong for your children. Make it strong for your life and make your marriage healthy. And I like to say it like this and leave this with you this way. Be your best self, live out your full potential, and experience your best marriage. I will see you on the next show.